It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWG News. The first Pat Garrett Western Heritage Festival will begin with the gallery opening reception at the Rio Grande Theater in Las Cruces at 5 p.m. next Friday, February 1st. The festival continues Saturday, February 2nd at noon with live music, outlaw ballads, reenactments, and old movies. It ends with the history and special showing of the 1930 film Billy the Kid at 7:30 p.m. KRWG Public Media's Emily Guerra spoke with festival producers, New Mexico historian and author David Thomas and singer-songwriter Dan Crow.
David, how did the event come about?
Well, in 1930, the very first Billy the Kid movie that was ever made, the world premiere for that movie was in the Rio Grande Theater here in Las Cruces. And that movie has been very rarely shown. And I wrote a book about the movie theaters of Las Cruces. And, of course, that was one of the movies I was particularly interested in. And it's always been my dream to show that movie again. Now, the movie has been unavailable for about 40 years. It has not been shown on TV, and it's never been shown in the theater since that initial release. And so I thought, let's see it again.
Was the film done here in Las Cruces?
No, the film was made in California, and we think partly in New Mexico, although there's some dispute about that. But at the world premiere, which was at the Rio Grande Theater, some of the Garrett family members were there, and that was the very first movie ever made about Billy the Kid.
Well, you're both members of the Friends of Pat Garrett, which is part of the Doña Ana County Historical Society. Mm-hmm. Is that how you knew about the Pat Garrett film?
Well, when I started researching my book on the movie theaters of Las Cruces, of course, I learned about that one. There have been 21 theaters in Las Cruces, the first one in 1906, by the way. But I'm currently writing a book on Pat Garrett, and I have written a book on Billy the Kid, and so I'm interested in New Mexico history. So naturally, a movie about Billy the Kid attracted my attention.
So the Pat Garrett Festival is going to let us know more about Pat Garrett.
Yes, the Pat Garrett Festival is a combination of a musical presentation, two movies related to Pat Garrett, and a play related to the killing of Pat Garrett, and some speaking.
Now, there's a gallery opening on February the 1st on Friday at 5 o'clock, and there's going to be a collection of images from the early days of the movie theaters in Las Cruces, and that's free. Is the entire festival free?
No. The only thing that is not free is the Billy the Kid movie that we just spoke of, which is shown in the evening at 7:30.
On Saturday the 2nd,
that right? is correct.
Dan, how did you get involved with this? You're being a songwriter and a singer?
Well, many years ago, I got to be friends with Patsy Garrett, who's Pat's granddaughter. And when she actually requested that I write a song about her grandfather because he'd been so mistreated historically in New Mexico history, whereas Billy the Kid had been glorified, you know. So, and I thought, well, that's an interesting idea. So I wrote the song. Performed it for years with a band, but never thought of recording it. But when we moved back to Las Cruces, my wife and I thought, I'm going to record that song. And then because of writing a song about Pat, and then there's famous songs about, folk songs about Billy the Kid and about Jesse James and all of these characters from the West. And I thought, noted characters. And so I thought, why not, you know, do some songs about them and how music has kind of bridged that gap between understanding history and the characters in history, and especially the Old West. So it was kind of fun.
So you're going to be singing the legend. That starts at 12 noon.
High noon, yeah.
At the Rio Grande Theater with presentations by yourself, John Wood, and Scott Galbraith.
Yes, and Ash Solar, she's going to help us too. She's a musician here in town. She's going to perform with us also.
Who is that?
Ash Solar. She's a wonderful musician, singer, songwriter.
And so you'll give the history by song. What else can we expect?
Well, we've got two movies. Dan, you might say something about the first one.
Yes, because after my musical session, we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to introduce a movie from 1948, which featured Charles Bickford as Pat Garrett. And this movie, by the way, was based on a Eugene Manlove Rhodes book, a story called Paso por aquí, which is a very famous book in the writing. And what happened was they took it and made it into a feature film. It's a fascinating film. And Joel McRae was one of the stars of it. Anyway, and it has a tribute to Rhodes and the whole story of his life, too.
So the movie is called Four Faces West.
Yes, Four Faces West.
1948, directed by Alfred E. Green.
Yeah.
And that's free as well.
Well, and I might add on that of all the movies that have been made in which Pat Garrett is a character, this one treats him by far the best.
Yeah. It's a very compassionate movie. And in fact, there's not even one gunshot in the whole movie. It's a fascinating film and a really sweet story.